Well, good morning. It's a beautiful Monday morning on October 7th, 2024. It's been quite a week. Know that we are now just now getting most of our power restored in the Paclet Mills, Central Paclet area. And they are also restoring our internet service. And I guess you don't realize how much you depend on it until you don't have it for a few days. But we have become quite used to having the internet. I tell my kids and I tell some others that, you know, back in the days, we used to have dial-up, and sometimes you would get on to log on the internet, and it would do its little thing and make the funny noises, and sometimes you would get on and have internet, and sometimes you wouldn't, because there'd be a lot of people that would be on kind of jamming up the system. Now it's instant, and we've kind of become a people who are dependent upon instant gratification, are we not? We want it our way and we want it now. And I think every one of us, including myself, has been touched with that bug, if you will. So we know that it's been a pretty rough week here in Paclet, but let me tell you, not nearly as rough as it's been for Western North Carolina. I think you would agree many of us have experienced an inconvenience we weren't prepared for, at least for a brief time. But most of Western North Carolina will be inconvenienced for far longer than a week. In fact, it could be years. And some of the beautiful towns that lie in the western portion of North Carolina will probably never be the same. They may lose that flair, but I can tell you that the people there are united. They are trying to be strong. They are trying to be brave for their children. And they are trying to focus on the positive and not on the negative. Thing that many of us could probably take a lesson from. So let me just ask you this. I really think that many of us wonder where this kind of desire to serve others comes from. I think if you think about that, the first thing that comes to our mind is, what can I do to help you? I believe this mindset is automatic in people, wouldn't you agree? When tragedy strikes, people go into help mode and they become instant servants. And it begs the question, could it be instilled in us by our Creator? Could it be something that God conveyed in His creation, the willingness to be there for His people, to be there for His creation? Could it be because Jesus came to serve and not be served? The Lord gave us the highest example of what it means to be a servant when He told His disciples in Matthew 20, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many." Kind of a reminder of that old quote that some say originated with Jim Elliot, the late great missionary who died at a very early age. He said this, he said, "A man never stands so tall as when he stoops to help a child." I think many of us can take a lesson from that quote. Quite often we're too busy with ourselves to realize that sometimes we just need to take the focus off of us and put it on others for a change. Maybe we struggle with that because in our culture, in our society, everything seems to be about meeting our own needs. I mean, think about it with me for a minute. Look at commercials. You desire and you deserve the best experience in our hotel. You deserve the best luxury when you buy a car. You deserve the best quality of food when you come to our restaurant. Well, who told us that we deserve the best? Where does that come from? I don't think it comes from God. And it kind of begs the question, how much of that, if you will, that self-serving attitude is still prevalent in us even today? Let me tell you this, friends. Servitude knows no boundaries. However we can serve our fellow man, we should be willing to do it at a moment's notice. I know we got a lot of people that like to strategize and plan and prioritize, and I get it. I think there definitely is a case to be made for that, and we should in some circumstances. But sometimes if we overthink things, if we overthink how we're going to help our neighbor, we will end up talking ourselves out of it. I believe 9 times out of 10, that's the result. Servitude is no respecter of persons. Friends, ultimately all people are alike. We are all not just tainted with sin. We are acquainted with suffering and weakness, and we all need each other. A cord of two strands is not easily broken. So, well, I believe that's three strands today, Frank, not two. But anyway, you get the point that I'm making. When we have another person to hold on to, when we have somebody there by our side, it seems that we can stand taller, we can stand stronger, and we can walk with an even greater effort. Servitude can never be held to a time limit. When? Now? Tomorrow? In the next day? Think about it. People are going to need you every day, each day, until the end of days. It's just like that in our world that we live in. And it doesn't always take a natural disaster or a tragedy for us to realize that. I think just in everyday life, we can take a lesson and just look around us and see that there are people who have needs every day. Maybe you're serving in a position right now where you just need somebody to be there for you. Maybe you're a CEO. Maybe you're a manager. Maybe you're a supervisor. And they say that it's lonely at the top. It can be. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, people think I have it all together, but they don't know. Man, you are ripe for somebody to be by your side. You need somebody to go alongside of you and just tell you that it's going to be okay and they'll walk with you through it. I think that's what our neighbors in North Carolina need. They need water. They need food. They need shelter. They need electricity. They need prayers. But I think they also need somebody to just be by their side and to hug them, hold their hand, to be right there with them, to say, hey, it's going to be okay. I'm here for you. Will you be that kind of person today? Will you be that kind of person who does that, even if you get no recognition, even if you get no financial gain? Your name's not in a newspaper. You're not on a Facebook page saying how great you did in the community. Are you willing to be that kind of person? I tell you what, society may not know all the servants that have served over the history of time, but God knows. Let me just read something from the Bible for you before we conclude this podcast for the week. And might I say that last week we weren't able to do it. We didn't have internet service, and it was really difficult to not be able to do a lot of things that we do on the internet because of that. But life was still good. I just want to say that. But I want to read to you today from James 2, 14 through 17. And again, this is from the New American Standard. And you may say, why do you read from that, Frank? Well, because it's open on my desk. And honestly, friends, as I get older, my eyesight is getting worse. And the letter size, the font size is just about perfect for my reading endeavors. So here's what James says. What is it? What use is it, my brethren, if a man says he has faith, but he has no works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? Even so, faith, if it has no works, is dead, being by itself. Three things I kind of draw from that, and they're really simple. I believe first, talk is cheap unless it is followed up with actions. We can talk a good talk, and there's a lot of people that do. There's people that seem to be in that profession that can talk really well, but don't follow through with actions. Pastors are notorious for that, aren't they? Sometimes ministry leaders can kind of overshadow work and actions by great talk. But it's cheap unless it's followed by actions. Let me also say something else. I'm going to go on a line and say that prayer is a good thing, but we must not stop at prayer. Merely praying for somebody and refusing to do nothing more is really not praying at all. Prayer must be followed with actions, if at all possible. In some situations, prayer must be followed up with hands and feet and willingness to do something for somebody. Prayer is a good thing, but we must not stop there. And lastly, God knows our hearts, so we should just go ahead and pour out our lives for somebody else. God knows anyway. We can't hide anything from him. He knows our true intentions. So wouldn't it be good to just say, I'm going to pray for you, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to be there for you, and then I'm actually going to be there for you as long as you need me to? I think in the American life that we are accustomed to, me, myself included, it's so easy to say, we'll help you and we'll do it in this time frame, but I've got to go to work, but I've got to make this event, but I've got to go on vacation, but I got to get this thing done, but I've got to go to here, I've got to do there. You know, maybe in light of everything that Helene brought us, maybe there is a perspective and a prioritization of not putting any strings and not putting any time constraints on helping somebody. I can't help but to be burdened. I mean, I know that there are many people suffering outside of North Carolina, but you know, that is the state I grew up in for most of my life, and I have gone to Chimney Rock and Asheville for a lot of my life, and it is very sad to see what has happened to these towns. But there are good people from all over the country, all over the world, who have moved there, and they need us to be there for them. Let me leave you with one final thought here. This is kind of a probing thought, if you will. Some of the most miserable people are those who expect and require others to serve them and meet their needs. Likewise, some of the most happy people are those who expect nothing and give of their time, their talents, and their energy to help their fellow man. Which are you going to determine to be with all the days God has given you? A miserable person who expects and requires to be served, or a happy person who expects nothing but will give of themselves to serve others? Let that be your thought this day, and let it bless you. I hope you have a great day, and God bless.